we think we are just different and we're not allowed to ask for any help. And I just encourage people to not just journal, but also go out and find your support squad, because other founders and entrepreneurs are going to understand what you're going through more than anybody else.
Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a seven-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast. Are you living life with intention? As business owners, it can be so hard to make time for ourselves amongst all of our other responsibilities, like taking care of ourselves and our families, working out, eating three meals a day, and digging our biggest goals. But what if I told you that a CEO's mind needs a daily workout and a mental gym just as much as your body does? Staying motivated to chase your dreams can sometimes be difficult, but the solution to stay on track may be simpler than you think. In fact, it may only require a pen and paper and just 5 minutes a day. My guest today is the founder and CEO of Silk & Sonder, a San Francisco-based VC-backed self-care and self-improvement brand delivering thoughtfully designed and science-backed journals to help women reduce anxiety and stress, boost productivity, and achieve their goals. With customers in all 50 states, thousands of five-star reviews, and millions in revenue, Silk & Sonder is leading the charge in community-based self-care at a macro level, and they're solving our loneliness epidemic by offering easy-to-use, fun, and effective tools for connection, belonging, and self-fulfillment. Maya Agrawal's motto is "Life's too short to not be in the driver's seat of her own life," and I think that is a perfect place for us to start today with this conversation about living life with intention. Let's dive on in. Recently, my team went down to a four-day work week so we can spend more time in the sun and less time in front of screens. In order for us to be able to do that, we have to work smarter and not harder. That's why we're so excited about HubSpot's integrated AI tech. It's helping teams like ours automate the more tedious parts of running a business, like doing research, summarizing information, writing copy, and more. Recent research shows that marketers are already slicing time spent on admin tasks in half thanks to AI, from 5 hours to 2.5 hours per day. Just imagine, with all that extra time, you could be joining us with a four-day work week too. Start saving time in your business with the help of the AI-powered tools built right into HubSpot CRM. Learn more and get started today at HubSpot.com. So I recently got this beautiful box in the mail. One thing to note, my husband always is like, "What did you order?" every time a box shows up at my doorstep. And I was like, "Babe, I didn't order anything." And I opened it up and it was a beautiful journal and it was this beautiful keychain. Now, the following day, my husband gifts our four-year-old this really cute jewelry box. This girl loves jewelry and it has a key. And I'm like, "Dear Lord, we are going to lock it and lose this key." And so your keychain arrived at the perfect moment in time, because now my daughter carries around this little keychain with your company's name on it with her little jewelry box key. So first, welcome to the show, Maya.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited. And how freaking adorable. That's so cute. I have this little image. It's awesome.
It was the perfect timing. And I was like, "Oh, I have just the thing." And so your package arrived just in time. So for those of you who are like, "Wait, a keychain, a package, a journal," talk to me about what I'm talking about. How did you get to where you are today? And what inspired the starting of your company, which is called Silk & Sonder?
Yes. Awesome. Well, first of all, the keychain is a metaphor to reclaim the driver's seat of your life. And so the fact that your daughter is already carrying around this keychain is a great sign, because she's telling the world, "Look, I own my journey and here I am." So, you know, I started Silk & Sonder, which is a self-care and self-improvement company based in San Francisco that helps women across every generation, from Gen Z all the way to boomers, reclaim the driver's seat of their life. So our products, our journals and our companion mobile app, essentially help women discover their dreams, achieve their goals, reduce anxiety and stress, and boost their productivity. But rewinding all the way back to how I got started, I grew up in a small town called Santa Barbara, California. My dad's a professor. Both my parents immigrated from India, in the late 80s. And so being the first child of immigrant parents, you know how that tends to go down. We are taught at a very early age that the only thing that matters in life is education and achievement. And so growing up, I was conditioned to believe that there were four paths to success: being a doctor, a lawyer, an academic, or an engineer. And so being the good Indian daughter that I am, I wound up studying computer science and business in college. And then I ended up in New York working for Goldman Sachs. And that really began this hamster wheel journey of fulfilling other people's expectations of myself, chasing society's definition of success. And so, one job after another, I was a software engineer and product manager. And ultimately, that chase of gold stars and building those safety nets, at a certain point, they catch up with you, right? So like every classic millennial woke up with a quarter life crisis. And by that point, I had hit my fair share of ruts. And so in my mid-20s, I had built this facade that life was amazing. And, I was dating my then boyfriend, now husband. I was living in San Francisco and I was working at Stitch Fix, which at the time was on the verge of going public. But I woke up just ungrateful, underfulfilled, unhappy. And I had no one to go to because this was on paper the life that I thought I wanted. And so, that's what led me to start Silk and Sonder, because this personal journey of mine led me down this path of self-discovery, self-reflection, but I needed that inspired action. And therapy felt intimidating to navigate. Coaching at the time wasn't as popular, it was expensive, and I didn't know what the results would be. And then self-help books lacked the accountability, and meditation apps, quite frankly, just didn't work for my brain. And so even though I was a skeptic of journaling, I managed to put together a guide for myself, and it ended up doing wonders for my emotional health, organization, focus, productivity. And then I would talk about it with my girlfriends. And so that's when I knew that a community-based approach to daily personal well-being and personal growth was necessary. And so here I am, a few years later, and now we have millions in revenue and tens of thousands of customers in every state of the country. And I'm so glad I, quit my day job to do this because it's so rewarding.
One thing that I love on your website is it says emotional health doesn't need to be so serious or stigmatized. It just needs to be prioritized. And you go on to say, as a culture, we're more stressed, anxious, and burned out than ever. Without proactive practices in place to combat the stress of modern life, we're falling short of achieving the deeper fulfillment that we crave as we carry out our daily lives. So talk to me a little bit about how the mission, which started as something for you personally, kind of transformed into something that transcends so far beyond just you.
Yeah, it's a great question. And I love sharing this anecdote, which I think you'll appreciate too. But when Silk and Sonder was a nights and weekends project, and I had built kind of the initial minimum lovable product version of it, I received an email. And this was a woman in maybe her late 30s who had adult ADHD, and she had two daughters. And she came to me and she said, "Your product has changed my life. The fact that I get a new journal in the mail with all these exercises, it helps me stay focused and organized and inspired." And that's when I knew that I was onto something much bigger than myself, because this woman was a different age. She came from a different background. She was battling different issues. And for me, that was my signal, because it also made me realize that we live in this world where mental health is its own box, when in reality, mental health is the node. It's how we're doing in all areas of our life. And regardless of whether you have a clinical diagnosis or not, it's just a part of your identity. It's not your sole identity. And so, I started to notice and talk to customers about their journeys. And I realized two things. One is, as a society, we are so reactive. Only when the bad things happen are we suddenly like, oh, I should work on my emotional well-being, or I should have a good self-care routine. But when it comes to working out, it's always proactive. You don't go to the gym and question, oh, when I lift a weight, this is how the muscle is going to expand. You just do it. And so why don't we have a system in place, no matter who you are or what you're dealing with? Silk and Sonder is tailored to your lifestyle and your routine, and you just do the reps. You show up for yourself for 5 minutes, and you show up for everybody else. And now we have thousands of stories beyond just ADHD, right? People dealing with chronic illness or being a busy mom or struggling with her new identity. You know, we're always changing and evolving as humans, and life hits us in the face. And so Silk and Sonder is providing somewhat of that stability when life gets tough. And then you've got this community of women who've experienced similar things as you and can be your, you know, shoulder to lean on when times get tough, and also the cheerleader when things are going great.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's so interesting, the person that you brought up, like, I have ADHD and I have been someone who has like a journaling graveyard. And last year was a huge shift for me, because I was someone that would always like go out, buy a new journal. I'd be like, this is it. And then like 3 days in, my journal would think I died, right? Like, they're like, where did you go? And I had to start incorporating a 5-minute daily practice. And it was something that I had heard about on a podcast. And it was just this very simple practice. And I was like, if I can just do this for like 30 days, I just want to see what would happen. And it was so transformative for me to just do a daily check-in, but also to have like a log to look back on and be like, are there themes here? Are there things that I'm noticing? Does my menstrual cycle change my mood or experience of life? And it was so fascinating, because I feel like we're somewhat documenting our lives, whether it's online, but we're not actually like going to the core of it. And one thing that I love is that you talk about how your Silk and Sonder journals are backed by positive psychology. Can you talk about any like scientific evidence that supports the act of journaling in general? Because I think there's something to be said there. And for people who are doubting, or they're like, I don't know if I can actually get this into practice, talk to me about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's plenty of research and clinical psychologists that have confirmed that the act of journaling helps your brain fire those happy feelings and also process those emotions. And so especially when you bring pen to paper, there's scientific evidence on how that improves immunity, how that helps heal trauma, how that helps improve cognitive function, and then of course, reduce anxiety and stress. And so there's plenty of physical and mental health benefits. You are being forced to reflect, process emotions, and then start to think about a path of, you know, how can I get past this difficult time, and, you know, organizing your thoughts around it. But I think there's also additional science and research behind how Silk and Sonder approaches it, right? It's not a free form journal where people have to be self-disciplined about it. We're giving you these themed prompts every month. We're using this concept of novelty, which helps, you know, keep things fresh and exciting. And we all know what that does to our dopamine levels. And so there's a lot of cognitive behavioral therapy and narrative therapy and art therapy baked into not just the journal, but also our extended library of wellness content in our app. And then the last piece is, and something we often forget, but generosity and accountability. So sharing your experience with others not only helps you achieve your goals, you're 65% more likely to achieve your goals if you share it with someone else, but if you consistently meet with those people again and again, that number shoots up to 95%. And at Gold Digger, we know how important those goals are. And so when it comes to accountability, Silk and Sonder is also solving that through these community events and this consistent Silk and Sonder experience. So it's this marriage of both journaling, but also the accountability component to it as well.
So I'm super curious. I love that you have both a physical and a digital aspect of it. And I think that's really, really interesting. I also think that has to be really challenging, right? Like, as a CEO, I'm like, hey girl, like, I see you. This is amazing. Walk me through kind of why you have both, the benefits of both, maybe the challenges of having both, because it's a beautiful marriage, but it's also two different business models and two different teams and things like that. So talk to me about that.
Yeah. And, you know, like, I think for me, because I was exposed to the world of technology and data science, you know, at my previous jobs, and I saw how Stitch Fix used technology as a vehicle to create these magical moments for consumers, not just online, but also offline, I had a hypothesis that we would do the same. Because when it comes to your emotional well-being and dealing with feelings of loneliness or social comparison or all these things, I knew that we needed a guided structure that was offline, because that's what science tells us works. And as human beings, we crave connection and belonging. And so first, the journal, you know, when I started it, it was very much the space to disconnect in order to reconnect with yourself, because we're living in this digitally bombarded world. However, in order to share your experiences and connect with others, you've got to have that powered by an app or something that's digital, because then you can take your pictures and you can share virtually. And then more importantly, the app really provides the opportunity to add personalization and allow, you know, what is Jenna's life today? And what is it going to be like 3 months from now or a year from now? And how can Silk and Sonder be that accountability buddy for you? And so together, you know, we know that we can't just stop at an analog solution, nor can we start with just a digital solution. We have to marry the best of that guided journaling experience from both. And it's very hard to do, but I always say, you know, that's what makes entrepreneurs special. We do the hard stuff because nobody else wants to. And if you want to actually solve a problem, you have to kind of do it holistically and not just in these baby pieces.
What has it looked like in terms of your own journaling practice and how it's evolved from before you started to like where you're at today?
That's a great question. So when I started, I was a total skeptic. You know, my girlfriends were like, you're always complaining. You're so negative. Just go watch The Secret and journal. And I was like, I don't have time for Dear Diary. I have so many blank, beautiful notebooks that I haven't touched. I don't want to do this. But then when you're at rock bottom and you have no choices, you try, right? And I started with a very simple 5-minute practice, like you mentioned, 3 things that I'm grateful for, 3 things that I am seeking to accomplish. And because I would wake up anxious, I would write down 3 things that are making me anxious. And just by writing it, I started to notice that I would problem solve around it, or I'd realize, oh, this might not even happen. Why am I stressing out about that? So that 5-minute ritual has now evolved into anywhere from a 15 to 30 minute ritual in the morning. Even before I brush my teeth, I open up, I actually have a blank journal first where I start with just free writing. And I typically, depending on what I'm in the mood for, sometimes I need a brain dump. Sometimes I need to write a million things that I'm grateful for. Sometimes I am talking about challenges and converting them to gifts. So I do my free write thing, and then I immediately use Silk and Sonder to help, you know, do the fun, lighter journaling prompts and then the planning. What am I going to do today? Because I think one thing people get wrong about journaling is it's not just reflection, right? It's the act of writing things down. And so if you're action oriented, journaling is still for you. You can write the things that you want to accomplish today, right? And then break it into baby habits. So now, you know, journaling and reflecting and taking inspired action is 100% of my day. I mean, I even, you know, from work, I'm writing things down. Even, you know, the preparation that I have to do for quarterly planning, I start with pen to paper because of what that does to my cognitive function. So yeah, now it's my crux. And there are times when I'm extremely overwhelmed and I literally book 5 minutes or 10 minutes, you know, with a meeting with myself, and I write things down because it helps, you know, download whatever's in my head. So much more time.
Yes. It's so interesting because for a long time too, I feel like I had a limiting belief of like, I wake up when my kids wake up, which could be 5 in the morning like today, or it could be 7 a.m. and I'm still sleeping because every minute of sleep is perfect. And so I started journaling at night. And one thing that I noticed for me that was really helpful as somebody with ADHD is that a lot of times I have trouble having my mind slow down, right? Yeah. Like I'm like in bed and I'm like, I didn't send that email, or I need to check my Google Calendar. And so what has been so helpful for me too is like trusting that my thoughts live in a place where I can revisit them and then I can release them in a totally different way. And so it's interesting because I think a lot of people have this like very specific visual that journaling needs to happen, you know, on a cozy couch with a beautiful blanket and a hot cup of coffee and music playing. And it's like for many of us modern day women, it is going to look absolutely different, whether you're sitting in your car at the pickup line or it's before bed and you're tired, but you want to like jot things down. And so I love kind of shifting that narrative because I'm like, it looks different for each of us on a daily basis.
Totally.
But the biggest thing that I found, and I'm curious if you found this as well, is if I have it out and visible, I do it. If it is in a drawer, I mean, same thing with like vitamins or like, you know, it's just like the same type of thing. My skincare is out on my shelf, so I see it. Have you found anything for people who have failed to follow through on journaling in the past that has been helpful to help them become consistent with it?
Yes. Well, first of all, I totally agree with you. And I think over time it changes, right? When you have kids and all this stuff. And so it's so impressive to me how people make silk and saunder and journaling in general adapt to their constantly evolving routines. However, yeah. I do think habit stacking is super duper important. Yeah. And so if you're new to journaling or if you've lost the habit for a bit, I always recommend, when do you feel anxious or not like yourself? So if you wake up anxious like me, I recommend that you spend your 5 minutes in the morning. If you have trouble sleeping, do it in the evening. If you are scattered throughout the day, figure out a time right before lunch and just pick those 5 minutes and do it. And I think that consistency of me time and making it less of a chore and more something that you're excited about, you know, you get to like write these things down in this pretty journal. That is what is going to lead to change, because the consistency of that habit, while the routine may change over time, that craving of, oh, I didn't do this and I feel a little off, like that is going to help over time. And, you know, 95% of our customers say that silk and saunder has improved their mental health. And that's because of the consistency, right? And the ease of how it integrates. But you've got to make that time commitment to yourself and choose when it works for you.
Yeah. Could you share with us a few different journaling prompts that anyone could do if they just whipped out a notebook and a piece of paper and were feeling inspired from this conversation? Share a few things that could get people thinking.
That's a great question. I think to start, I would definitely recommend starting with 5 things I'm grateful for, because there's so much science around physiologically, you cannot feel stressed and anxious if you feel grateful at the same time. So start with the silly things, right? If you're lucky enough to have shelter, if you have running water, it sounds cliche, but if you truly are in a hard place to feel grateful, start with the basics. Thankful for my body, my brain, whatever it might be. And then you'll start to notice the small glimmers day to day. And then, you know, that's like one exercise. I think for people who are a little bit more action oriented, I recommend starting with gratitude. And then, you know, what are the 3 things that bring me joy? And then maybe another one that I like to ask is, what is working well in my life right now? And what is not working well in my life? And for the things that are not working well in my life, what is one action that I can take to help turn this around? And I think that framework of just reflection, getting clear on what we're looking for next and why, and then actually coming up with a habit comes full circle. And then you start to see the magic transform.
Yeah. You can't dig your biggest goals without a little hard work, which is why I bet you'll love listening to The Hustle Daily Show, brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network. Hosted by Zachary Crockett, Jacob Cohen, Rob Litterst, and Juliette Bennett, The Hustle Daily Show brings you a healthy dose of irreverent, offbeat, and informative takes on business and tech news. With short 10 to 15 minute episodes released every day, you're bound to learn something new this week. From updates about Meta and AI to how Domino's is flipping traditional pizza delivery on its head. Listen to The Hustle Daily Show wherever you get your podcasts to stay up to date on what's going on in business and tech. How many times have you thought to yourself, I should start a podcast? Maybe you've got a voice backed by passion, a knack for storytelling, a penchant for entertaining, a gift for listening and asking those really good questions. No matter what your specialty is, there's a reason you're feeling pulled to the podcast space. So listen to those words. That's the universe maybe telling you something. You should start a podcast. Lean in and make a move. It's time to hit record and host your own show. I can help you craft one from scratch. Snag my totally free guide for podcasting beginners at jennakutcher.com/start-a-podcast. That's jennakutcher.com/start-a-podcast for my beginner podcasting guide. Gold diggers, we all know the B2B landscape can be a bit complex. From lengthy buying cycles to complicated decision-making processes, reaching your target audience can be tough. But I found a solution tailored just for you. LinkedIn ads. A whopping 79% of B2B content marketers say LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. That's because with LinkedIn ads, you're not just casting a wide net and hoping for the best, you're strategically building relationships and driving real results. We're talking about a platform with over 1 billion members, including 180 million senior level executives and 10 million C-level executives. You are networking with the actual decision makers. And LinkedIn's targeting and measurement tools are specifically designed for
for B2B marketers, meaning you're not wasting time or money on irrelevant leads. In fact, in the tech industry, LinkedIn ads have been shown to generate 2 to 5 times higher return on ad spend compared to other social media platforms. Using LinkedIn ads allows you to stay ahead of the curve when it comes to industry trends and developments, whether it's finding the perfect partner for a collaboration or uncovering new opportunities for growth, LinkedIn can be your secret weapon. Make B2B marketing everything it can be and get $100 credit on your next campaign. Go to linkedin.com/gold to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/gold. Terms and conditions apply.
I love this too as a mom, because like we do a lot of gratitude with our family. Oh, and it was so funny. Last night we were out to dinner with like my extended family, my grandparents, everyone. And every time we sit down for a meal, we make everyone in our family go around and say what they're thankful for. And so we're all eating. It's like this steak dinner. Oh. And Coco's like, everybody, listen up, everybody. And she's like, what are you thankful for?
Oh, so it
was like one of those moments where I'm like, I feel like as an adult, when we get into this practice, it emanates into our life, whether it's with our friendships, our relationships, our partnerships, our children. When you start to like recognize even the things that are hard for you, it gives you the language and the ability to communicate it instead of just moving through life and being like, I thought life would be different, or I thought this would feel different. And I think that the act of journaling is a beautiful way not to just like get back into your heart, but also to document the journey, because we all see those reels and stuff where it's like, right now in this moment, you are experiencing something you once prayed for. And it's like, yes, but I feel like journaling gives you such a tangible way to look back and be like, oh man, that thing that was so hard 6 months ago, like it was worth it, or it worked itself out, or it wasn't that big of a deal.
Totally. And I think people, you know, who are familiar with visualization and manifestation, just the act of writing it down, you're going to start paying attention to the opportunities on when, you know, those things will actually come to fruition. And so, journaling is just, I think it's life-changing. I mean, I don't just think it's life-changing. Customers think it's life-changing and life-saving. And I think the slowing down helps us speed up more than we even realize until we're actually in the practice.
So you touched on this and I'm so curious to hear more about this. So when we did a journal, it's a quarterly journal. You do monthly journals. Talk to me about why. What does this look like as an entrepreneur? What is it like as a customer? Walk me through that decision.
So to be really honest, this started as a nights and weekends project back when subscriptions were having their heyday, right? So it was kind of a less thoughtful decision. It was more, hey, you know, this might work. Let's try it. And of course, when it works, and even when you're like, oh God, this is hard to plan out inventory literally 2 weeks from now when the next month is about to start. But I think people love it because it's so intentional and well curated. And I was very disciplined in the early days to collect feedback from users to ensure we had product market fit. And I think it's really based on this realization that at the start of the year, we put so much emphasis on New Year resolutions and outcome goals and what we want to achieve by the end of the year. And I think like 92% of people fail in achieving their resolutions. And the reason for that is because they don't have a daily, weekly, monthly practice to break outcome goals down into process goals and start creating those daily, weekly, monthly habits that will help them, you know, reach compounding success and achieve it by the end of the year. And so the intent around it being monthly, while it may have been a beautiful accident, it actually is based in science and research, right? You take your big goal of writing a book by the end of the year. Okay, what do I need to do daily, weekly, monthly? And then I need to reflect. Oh, I slipped, you know, and this is something I need to change because this isn't working. And so that starting fresh every month is just that perfect cadence where it gives you enough time to try something new or go deeper in what's working. But it also is just this beautiful space for reflection and calibration on what's working and what's not. And so I think it's really the fact that it's somewhat consistent. So every month you get these trackers that are similar and you get your reflection and intention pages, but the prompts are aligned to a different theme. And that's all about novelty and what that does to the surprise and delight. It's a different artistic look every month. And so there's that blend as well. It's kind of like this fun and delightful nostalgic experience of like, you know, when we used to go get our agendas in September and then have to wait a whole year. This is happening, you know, more frequently, and you can forgive yourself if you slip because it's summer and you're busy with the kids. No big deal. Your next one's coming and you can start again rather than waiting for December 31st to plan everything for the year.
I love this. And this is a great takeaway for everyone listening, journaler or not, of having that fresh theme each month. Like your marketing, your content, the way that you show up and talk about your business, your product, your service, or your offers, everyone loves a fresh start, whether it is a Monday, it is January 1st, or it is the beginning of a new month. And that is something that we've adopted with our own business, is looking at each month almost in sort of like a theme, and then inspiring our community to take action on something for that month. And if you're someone that's listening and you're like, oh, wait, like I never actually thought about this, it is a beautiful way to like gain buy-in and momentum, and also to get your audience results, right? Because so many of us, you hit the middle of the year and you're like, I'm not where I thought I would be. And it's like, you are giving your audience these invitations of like, okay, here's the focus this month. You can do anything for 30 days. And so I actually really love that from a marketing standpoint, whether it was intentional or not. I think it is a beautiful invite for people of like, it's not too late. This has a fresh start. It's waiting for you, whether it's an open page or you're opening a Google Doc. I think it's amazing.
Yeah. And it's evolved, right? You know, the journal was just the only thing initially, but then now we have these daily questions and daily prompts and daily rituals, which are these guided audio reflections that I lead. And what's fascinating is that when you give people the opportunity to explore different areas of themselves related to the theme, so if it's gratitude or abundance or ambition, it's a new skill set that's being formed, and it's new confidence skills that are being developed, and you're forced to access spaces, you know, that you may not have even accessed in therapy. And so it's now very, very intentional because we have this amazing, you know, amount of content that we put out. And I always say, you make Silk and Sonder work for you. So you may be somebody who totally benefits just from the journal and the community, or you might need those daily rituals to go deeper. And that might change month over month. And that's the beauty of it, that you can always access all these modules whenever you want, because they're aligned to these different themes, but you also get that newness every month.
You brought up an interesting point when it comes to like accountability and community. Talk to me a little bit deeper about how you created this community around your business, because I think a lot of times product-based businesses kind of neglect this aspect, which is so powerful. Talk to me about that.
Totally. And you know a thing or two about community too, because of everything that you've created. But you know, I honestly started this community because I'm a solo founder. Yeah. I was out fundraising, and I wanted to make sure that I was building a product that customers were going to be very excited about. And so I initially did it selfishly to collect feedback by creating a Facebook group. And what I noticed was this authentic connection that was being developed, because people were starting to share how they were using Silk and Sonder and what issues they were dealing with. And they started to, you know, support one another in a very, very interesting and highly engaged way. And that was my clue that, holy crap, we are missing this vertical social network that's aligned to personal growth and personal well-being with a, it's basically like America's favorite sorority, you know, like women from all kinds of different backgrounds, but there's this joy to give and to share as well as receive feedback and support. And I think I was just very inspired by that. And I wanted to bring that into my own ecosystem so that we could, you know, deliver on accountability circles and actual events where customers come together. And now, you know, people come to the weekly setups, much like you go to a Bible study group. And that to me is the community that we are totally missing after the era of Meta and Facebook and, you know, Twitter and all these different social networks that have left us isolated and more disconnected than ever before. Silk and Sonder is trying to solve that by, you know, giving you the space to connect with yourself, but then also giving you access to a community that's going to uplift you and cheer you on rather than bring you down.
I love that. I agree. I think so many times, like we as women feel like we are on an island that like no one will understand, especially as entrepreneurs, right? Like
totally.
It is one of those things where if you trick yourself into believing it, you will believe it, that you are the only one experiencing these things and the only one encountering these things. And that can be so challenging to walk through. And yeah. I think a lot of us, you can easily wake up 3 years, 5 years from now and be like, I'm alone. And yep. so I think that community is so important, and it's something yep. that you have to be in active pursuit of. Like, it's not something that just falls into your lap. A lot of times it takes you creating the community to have exactly what you wish you would have had before.
Absolutely. And I think one thing, founders and entrepreneurs especially, we try to project that we are much bigger than we are in terms of not needing help, and we have to have all the answers ourselves. And I think the moment I showed up being more vulnerable, being more myself, telling yeah. people what things make me nervous and what things I think I'm great at, you just see the support that your customers or your community have, and they want you to succeed because they're benefiting from your product. And so I think that's something that as entrepreneurs, especially, we think we are just different and we're not allowed to ask for any help. And I just encourage people to not just journal, but also go out and find your support squad, because other founders and entrepreneurs are going to understand what you're going through more than anybody else.
Hey, gold diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century, modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
So one question I have from a business standpoint is, I would imagine the beginning of the year is a huge surge in sales for you, right? Like yeah. everyone is ready. This is the year I'm going to make all those changes. I'm going to follow through. What sort of marketing techniques or tactics do you utilize, say in the middle of the year when sales might be slowing down? How do you kind of get people that want that fresh start, maybe in the monthly form, to begin? And what does that look like after you go through that crazy rush?
Yeah, great question. It's reminding people on the power of a monthly fresh start. So our messaging obviously changes from a tactical standpoint and what we put in our ads and our emails and all of that. We do a lot of fun content, you know, and quizzes, which I know you love. So we had our 7-day summer boost challenge so we can collect more emails, and then we can remind people that Silk and Sonder is not work. It's actually delightful and joyful. And then, so we have to get very creative on the organic social front, as well as the kind of challenges that we put forth. And then the other piece that I love, and we have access to this all year round, but I think it becomes more and more important during those down months, yeah. is our community. I mean, our customers are the greatest advocates. They can sell Silk and Sonder better than I can sell
Truly.
Silk and Sonder, because they use Silk and Sonder in a much more engaged way than I use Silk and Sonder. And so yeah. I think especially with the pandemic being past us, hopefully, you know, I think there's this big opportunity where instead of just watching football on Sundays, you can have Sonder Sundays, and you can, you know, drink your tea or your wine and bring your girlfriends over, and then they can bring their girlfriends over. And it's really empowering our customers to spread the word in a way that feels integrated into their life naturally. And I think that's what we're betting on in summer and fall as we ramp up for, you know, a really great season, hopefully in the winter and earlier.
Do you have any tools in your toolkit to help someone find success with your product? I feel like the education piece around here's how to use it, here's how to enjoy it has to be a big part of people staying engaged and staying on the subscription model. For anyone that sells a product that they could have repeat purchases, what are some things that they could be thinking about from a strategic standpoint of here's how to find success, here's how to stay consistent? Because I think those two things can totally impact the lifetime value of a customer that you're bringing into your ecosystem.
So is this question more about how people can succeed with Silk & Sonder or how business
Give your example of yours. Yeah.
Okay. So in our case, even though the Life Workbook was created after the monthly subscription based off of feedback from customers, that to me is foundational for the success of Silk & Sonder because you start with your outcome goals. In our Life Workbook, it's the foundational self-discovery one needs. You can pair that with a core values course that we have available. And that's how you live an intentional life, by really understanding who you are. But I highly recommend that you get the Life Workbook and you subscribe to a quarterly or annual subscription, because like you said, it's a habit-forming product. And so the first month, you may not succeed because you're trying and you're experimenting, and go in with that mindset. But we have a ton of accountability tools. So based off of what you need and how much time you have, you can attend our socials, which are, you know, led by Silk & Sonder trained facilitators. You can take part in our 21-day foundational journaling series that is led by me. And that goes to the ebbs and flows of motivation and, oh, I forgot a day and I forgot 2 days and what do I do to come back up? So it's very much about assisting you in that habit formation. So do one of those two things. And then also, if you don't have that much time, go into the club and scroll through the examples from other users, because not everything in the journal is going to resonate. And not every page needs to be filled out. Make it your own, put stickers on it, do what you need to do to tap back into that inner child that used to enjoy, you know, everything pen to paper and creativity. And I think once you're in the, so it takes 21 days to do the habit, which is why we have the 21-day series, but it takes about 90 days to see permanent change and lifelong results of habit formation. And so I just recommend not doing only just monthly, because that's not where you're going to see the success. Sign up for quarterly or annual, and then take advantage of the community-based accountability features that we have.
I love that. Yeah. I'm always thinking about, I feel like so many businesses these days get so caught up in like getting new customers all the time. And it's like, if you were to go deeper with the people already there, your business success would skyrocket, and you would change from just having like a community of customers to like people who have like a real culture. Like, you're creating a true culture shift. And I just think it's so powerful to think through, okay, how can people be successful? How can they be excited? How can they stay engaged? And I feel like you've done such a good job of that.
Yeah, thank you. And I always say we're kind of building almost like this adult Montessori of sorts, because where do you go post-college to learn again and to feel fulfilled and inspired? You're kind of like on this hamster wheel, and Silk & Sonder is just tapping back into creativity and curiosity and clarity and connection in a way that is scientifically proven to help you. So why not invest in yourself? It's the lowest risk with the highest reward.
Yes. Okay. So you were so generous, and you are allowing our listeners to save 15% on their first Silk & Sonder subscription if you use the code GOLDDIGGER15 at the link in the description and show notes. If someone is brand new to journaling, but they are so inspired by this conversation, what do you want them to do first when they receive their journal?
Ooh, great question. I want them to first download our app, because it is free and it is supposed to help guide you to success. And I want them to sign up for a Sonder social, which they can do either through the app or going to our website, because the community opportunity is going to inspire you tenfold than if you try to attack it yourself.
I love that. Where can everybody find out more about you, get connected, grab their own journal? Give me all of the places.
Yes. So if people want to feel more connected to me as a founder, I always tell them, don't be shy. Follow and add me on LinkedIn, or, you know, follow me on Instagram at Meha Agrawal for both. But for the company, and if you're ready to commit to yourself, I highly recommend going to silkandsonder.com and subscribing to our annual subscription, buying the Life Workbook. Say yes to you. That's the best decision you'll ever make, because when you show up for yourself, you show up better for everyone else around you. But if for whatever reason you are not ready to fully commit to yourself, download our app, get a taste and feel of Silk & Sonder. It's free on the App Store. Just search Silk & Sonder. It's on available on Android and the iPhone, and get started there. Baby steps is better than no steps.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast today. I am so excited to learn more about you, and thank you for just sharing your heart behind everything that you're doing. It's so awesome.
Thank you for having me. It was such an honor to be here.
I'm only going to think about you every single day when I see this little key dancing around our house and me saying a prayer that we don't lose it so that Coco's precious jewels will be unlockable.
I love that.
I absolutely love today's conversation, and I can attest to the fact that journaling has been life-changing for me. When I adopted my own journaling practice over a year ago in the heat of my book launch and feeling like I need to document and understand these trends in my creativity, in my passion, in how I'm feeling about myself and my life, I really started to understand the power of sitting down and putting pen to paper. I hope you enjoyed this conversation with Maya today just as much as I did. And if you have a quick moment, would you take a second to write a review for this podcast? I know it sounds so simple, like it doesn't actually make a difference, but let me tell you, it absolutely does. It would mean the world to me to hear from you. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Of course, until next time, keep on digging your biggest goals. I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for gold diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com.